Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf made good on a campaign promise today, proposing a 5% tax on natural gas drilling, which he says will go into effect next year and generate $1 billion in its first year. Speaking at an elementary school classroom in Thorndale, Chester County, Wolf told reporters the lion's share of the revenue will go to funding education.
This is about what we need to do as Pennsylvanians to serve this educational need that we all have. I mean, again, we can focus on the children who are in this school, we can focus on the educators, but this is really about all of us. And we need to make sure that we are doing a good job in investing in our future by investing in education.
Joining me now to take a closer look at the proposal and the reaction among state Republican leaders, WHYY education reporter Kevin McCrory. Kevin, thanks for being here on Newsworks tonight.
Great to be here, Dave.
So does this differ from what Wolf said along the campaign trail?
Well, actually, yes. The proposal here is two-tiered. It would take a 5% tax on the value of the gas coming out of the wellhead, and then take an additional 4.7 cents per thousand cubic feet pulled out of the ground. So this, he says, will be a hedge against the fluctuations in the price of gas. That second part is new. And Wolf says he modeled the entire package after the one used by Republican leaders in West Virginia. Currently, Pennsylvania has a 3.5% local impact fee, which directs most revenue to the municipalities affected by the shale gas extraction itself.
So, how is the governor's plan playing in the legislature?
Well, remember, both chambers are controlled by Republicans, which increased their majorities in November's election. Leaders of both sent swift messages denouncing Wolf's idea. Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman has drawn a line in the sand, saying he won't consider any new revenue options until lawmakers rein in pension costs. And leaders in the House say Wolf's plan will be bad for the state's economy. They say when you add the 5% tax to the 4.7 cent charge per thousand cubic feet of extracted gas, it's really a 7.5% tax. Now, Wolf's team disputes that math and points to a report by Pennsylvania's Independent Fiscal Office that says adopting the West Virginia model would effectively make the tax rate 5.8%. Okay, so there's a lot of numbers in there, but you can see that there's disagreement and already some partisan bickering. House Republicans insist, though, that you have to consider Pennsylvania's 9.99% corporate tax rate. West Virginia has a 6.5% corporate tax rate. That's lower. And Texas, which is also a big drilling state, has a 0% corporate tax rate. So House Republicans say the cost of doing business in Pennsylvania is already one of the highest in the country, and they're afraid of pushing away a drilling industry that has helped, they say, drive down unemployment in the state.
And after the governor assimilates all those numbers, what does he say by way of response?
Well, one, Wolf says lowering the state's corporate tax rate is actually a priority of his. And two, he says it's nonsense to think that the gas industry will be scared away. He believes a severance tax will actually make drilling more popular.
And I think this is the best thing that could happen to the industry, because it's going to make all of us in Pennsylvania partners in the success of this industry. So my argument to them is this is really smart. This is really good business.
Kevin, where do we go next?
Right. So we're really in the introductory phases of a political dance, Dave, right? One that will pick up when Wolf delivers his first state budget proposal in the first week of March. And then from then until the budget deadline at the end of June, things will remain in flux with both sides kind of parrying and jostling back and forth. Wolf will attempt to balance a $2 billion budget deficit while advancing his shale tax plan. Republicans will demand pension reform and liquor privatization. Let's put it this way. If either side has any hope of advancing that agenda, it's going to take a whole lot of political skill.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY education reporter Kevin McCrory, and thanks to Katie Culinary for gathering the sound bites we just heard.